this is VOA News via remote. I'm Lebanon. French President Emmanuel Macron told angry Lebanese crowds in downtown Beirut Thursday that French aid would not go to corrupt hands. Macron addressed the protesters 2 days after the city's port was devastated by a blast. The French president said he would talk to all political forces to ask them for a new pact. Meantime, a French rescuer says there's a good chance of finding survivors, especially among a group believed to be trapped in a room under the rubble. The colonel leading the rescue team told President Macron that they are looking for 7 to 8 missing people who could be stuck in a control room buried by the explosion. The Tuesday blast killed at least 137 people and injured more than 5,000. A 2-week state of emergency has begun. People in Beirut are expressing great anger at the government over what they say was negligence that led to Tuesday's blast. Some are calling for an end to the regime. According to several officials, the explosion appears to have been caused by an accidental fire that ignited a stockpile of ammonium nitrate at the port. Beirut's governor estimates up to 300,000 people are temporarily homeless, which he said would cost the debt-ridden country in excess of $3 billion. Facebook and Twitter have taken action against U.S. President Donald Trump and his campaign over a video post in which he contends children are almost immune to the coronavirus, a claim they said amounted to misinformation. Facebook removed the clip from the president's account. Twitter blocked Mr. Trump's official campaign account over a tweet containing the same video. Soon after, the account was reactivated, suggesting the video had been taken down. The top infectious disease expert in the United States, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says the country might not have to go back into lockdown to fight the coronavirus. He said, though, that if people don't take it seriously, the country will continue to have outbreaks.